This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is calling for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Gaza war and opposes a major Israeli ground offensive in southern Gaza. Details from Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
The United States has proposed an alternative draft United Nations Security Council resolution, according to the text seen by Reuters on Monday. It calls for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and opposes a major Israeli ground offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza. Washington has been averse to the word ceasefire in any UN action on the Israel-Hamas war. Israel plans to storm Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering, prompting international concern. The U.S. put forward the text after Algeria requested the council vote Tuesday on its draft resolution.
Russia has claimed it captured the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The Russian military has said it has crushed the last pocket of resistance at the eastern Ukraine city's huge coke plant. It said the sheer weight of its troop numbers and greater firepower drove out Kiev's forces. Footage from Russian state broadcaster RTR showed Russian tanks moving through the destroyed city. A Russian commander known as Hermes responded to a reporter asking if the city was under Russian control. Yes, the city is 100% ours. The victory was a morale boost for Russia, days ahead of the two-year anniversary of its full-scale invasion of its neighbor. For Ukraine, the loss highlighted its dependence on Western weapons, as holdups have left it short of provisions and handicapped in the fight. I'm Karen Shamas.
The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has vowed to continue his fight against the Kremlin. Meanwhile, authorities denied his mother access to a morgue where his body is believed to be held after his death last week in the Arctic. This is VOA News. Residents in Democratic Republic of Congo city of Goma are depending on scant food supplies as a conflict in the country's east between the army and rebels has cut off supply routes. Details from Reuters' David Doyle.
Clashes in towns and villages around the provincial capital have escalated since the start of the year. As the M23 rebel group has seized territory, thousands have sought refuge in Goma. Around 135,000 have fled the town of Sake in the past week, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. They join hundreds of thousands displaced around Goma since 2022, due to the ongoing fighting. The UN agency has warned that the conflict, including indiscriminate bombing, risks exacerbating the strain on already limited resources to cater for the influx.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the federal government increasing its investment in U.S. computer chip production.
The Biden administration says it's investing over $1 billion to help a computer chip company, Global Foundries, expand its production facilities in New York and Vermont. Last year, President Biden vowed to expand domestic production of computer chips to avoid the shortages that developed during the pandemic.
We can never let that happen again.
The money comes from a bill passed in 2022 that allows the government to invest billions in chip-making manufacturers, which help supply smartphones, military equipment, and electric vehicles.
We're going to make sure the supply chain for America begins in America.
The projects in Malta, New York, and Burlington, Vermont are expected to create 1,500 manufacturing jobs, along with 9,000 construction jobs over the next decade. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Astronomers have discovered what may be the brightest object in the universe. The record-breaking quasar has a black hole at its heart that's so big and growing so fast that it swallows the equivalent of a sun each day. This distant quasar shines 500 trillion times brighter than our sun, and its black hole is more than 17 billion times more immense than our sun. An Australian-led team reported the findings on Monday in the journal Nature Astronomy. Scientists say that the object was misclassified as a star decades ago, and therefore it was hiding in plain sight. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.